So now the Rebbe's masber a deeper vart over here, and it goes as follows. This idea that la'asad lavai we're going to be maski yitzis mitzrayim. Not only bizman hazeh, but la'asad lavai also we're going to be maski yitzis mitzrayim. What's really the pshat in this? So the Rebbe says the reason is because yitzis mitzrayim and the gula asida are connected. The gula asida is really the completion of yitzis mitzrayim. Umemeli, even after the gula asida is completed, we don't forget about yitzis mitzrayim. Yitzis Mitzrayim is the beginning of that very Gula. Or the Lashon that's always brought in Chassidus is that Yitzis Mitzrayim is the Psichas HaTziner of the Gula Lasad Lavai. So when we complete the Gula Lasad Lavai, you always go back to the beginning, to the Psichas HaTziner that happens in the beginning. So therefore, even Lasad Lavai, we will remember Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's one of the Pshatim that's brought in Chassidus all the time. There's two ways that you can look at this concept of Psichas HaTziner. The simple Pshat of Psichas HaTziner is when you have like a new pathway, a new inyan that you have an opening. So there's a beginning, the beginning of the process. It's just the breakthrough, the initial breakthrough. But you still have a long way to go to come to the ending. Right? That's the concept of Psichas HaTziner. But there's a deeper Pirish in Psichas HaTziner that the Rebbe says in other places. In Chelek Yizayin, in a Pesach Sicha, the Rebbe says the real Pshat of Psichas HaTziner is it's not just a breakthrough. The entire nekuda of everything that's going to come out later into the details is all there. It's all there in a nutshell in the beginning. Elamai, it hasn't been yet nizgale. It didn't come out in the details. It didn't come down in the tachton in the world. But the nekuda in the gula of Yitzis Mitzrayim, that was the gula that included everything. The greatest gila of Melech Malcham Lacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that included everything. Elamai, because of all kinds of menias v'yikuvim, it wasn't nizgala b'poyel amato to see what it really is. And la'asad lavoi, it's going to be nizgala. And when it's going to be nizgala la'asad lavoi, we're going to look back at the gula of Mitzrayim and we'll suddenly see what the gula of Mitzrayim was really about. And the Rebbe says, Amir de Gevart, that you could see this when you get a simple thing. We know it says, when Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, they weren't really right to leave Mitzrayim. They were holding by Mem Tashara Tumah. It says when Yidden war by the Yamsuf, this week's parasha, the Yamsuf didn't want to split. The Yamsuf said, Halalu evde avodah zarah, and Halalu, why should I split? Why are they better than them? Yidden didn't deserve Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? So now, the Rebbe says, but Pashtos, you look at this, it's a major chesaron. It's something that happened, that the Eibusha had to schlep them out of Mitzrayim, because the Eibusha promised Avraham Avinu the Bris Ben Absarim, but really the Yidden were in Roy. It's a major chesaron. So the Rebbe says, no, when Mashiach will come and the Gula of Mitzrayim will be completed in the Gila of the Gula Asida, you know, it will be in his Gala. That this is really the greatest Maila. The fact that the Eibishter takes us out of Mitzrayim, although we don't deserve it, is because the deepest connection that Yidden has to the Eibishter. That connection, the Bechira, that the Eibishter is Beiche Yidden. As it says in Chassidus, that the Bechira is, even when Yidden and Lahavdul Goyim look externally to be the same, it's Halalu and Halalu, the Eibishter says, this is Meine Kinder. The deepest connection, like it says in the Maimonim of Purim and other places, exactly. So when you look at Mitzrayim, before you come to the Shleimus of the Gula Asida, you see the Chesaron. You see the fact that Yidden are lacking. But when the Emes is Nizgala, it reveals the truth that the Eibishter is connected to us by Etzem and takes us out of Mitzrayim in every Matzev.